When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast, and we're back now after a few months. We've been doing two big series, one on Purgatory and one on Inferno. And we also read up on Vita Nuova and the Convivio, like two of the main works from Dante that he wrote before the Divine Comedy. So we're going to warm up a little bit now for kind of the autumn season here, and we're going to look at one part of the Vita Nuova, which is very important. So this is... Dante was about 30 years old. He was still living in Florence, and he made a collection of all his love poetry that he wrote to Beatrice from about he was 18 years old and then until a few years after she passed away when they were both 25 years old. So it's an interesting collection. It's 42 chapters. It's 31 different poems. And it's in some sense all about love. But there's something very important happening towards the end in the chapter number 35 when he talks about a new gracious lady and a new love in his life. And this is a symbolic allegory of how philosophy is entering into his world. And it's also, it has some references to Boethius, the consolation of philosophy. And we're just going to read the beginning of that chapter. So he says... Sometime afterward, when I happened to be in a place which recalled past times, I was in a very pensive mood, and I was moved by such painful thoughts that I must have had a frightening expression of distress on my face. Becoming aware of my terrible condition, I looked around to see if anyone were watching me, and I saw at a window a gracious lady, young and exceedingly beautiful, who was looking down at me so compassionately, to judge from her appearance, that all pity seemed to be concentrated in her. And because whenever an unhappy person sees someone take pity on him, he is all the more easily moved to tears, as if taking pity on himself, so I immediately felt the tears start to come. Fearing that I was revealing all the wretchedness in my life, I turned away from her eyes and left that place. And later I said to myself, it must surely be true that with that compassionate lady there is present most noble love. Okay, so the symbolism here is that he is discovering lady philosophy, what he calls a gracious lady, young and exceedingly beautiful, which is inspired and has clear references to Boethius. But it's also a way of Dante to describe a bit of the conflict he is experiencing after the passing of Beatrice. He is getting this new love of philosophy, which starts a long, almost like a lifelong deliberation for him about the different nature of an intellectual love for philosophy and a more spiritual or divine love for Beatrice, or as he sees it, more like this spiritual divine love as reflected through Beatrice. Like she is both as a symbol and in his life, she is a connection or a portal into this experience of something transcendent love in a sense. So this experience that he is having here in his late 20s is what lays the groundwork for much of the whole Divine Comedy in terms of the overall structure of two books with Virgil as a guide, as the intellectual life, and then one book about Beatrice as theology and what lies beyond. So his he's coming back to this topic many, many times. Okay, so that's all for this first one. We're just warming up here and we're going to have some different topics in the coming weeks. So just want to say again, welcome back and thanks so much for listening and see you again next time.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.